Hi there, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. My name's David Gibson, and today's show is on holding frequency, being able to be at peace no matter what's going on in your life. We're going to go through a few different techniques for creating a stable, consistent vibration of peace in the midst of challenges and conflicts. We just did this class this morning, and I'm just going to give you an overview today. So our intention is that you may be at peace no matter what's going on in your life. That would be cool, huh? Before we get started, though, let me tell you about some things going on at the Institute. Let me share my sound, share my screen here. So we got tomorrow, Sunday, February 6th, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific time, we're doing an online open house. So you can just email me and I'll send you the link to get on Zoom. And that's david@soundhealingcenter.com. david@soundhealingcenter.com. And then on February 14th, we're doing an event for World Sound Healing Day with Jonathan Goldman. We're going to do a ceremony February 14th, 12 to 1 p.m. Pacific time, also on Zoom. It's going to be with Umanji and Jamie Liu and myself, and we're just going to do some mostly voice, sound with voice, and a little ceremony for the planet. And all are welcome. We also have at the Institute here in Sausalito, Sunday, March 6th, we've got our next open house from 1 to 5 p.m. It's all about how sound works, and we do a lot of meditations as well. We just started our certificate program at the Institute, so you could still jump in. That's actually half online and half at the Institute, and it's all about how sound works physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually with about a dozen different instructors. So that's happening. We have the online version, the complete online version, that starts actually February 10th is the next start time. And works really well. We've got a lot of students right now in that program. And we practice on each other. And also you get to practice on friends and family. But it's really about how not only sound works and vibration works in the universe, but it's also how to use different instruments for different issues and do treatments and do sound baths. We also have a recording program, which you could jump into. It just started also, and you'd have to watch a few videos to catch up. But it's just one day a week from 12 to 2 p.m. On Tuesdays, 12 to 2 p.m. Pacific time. It's totally online, and it's all about how to record, mix, and produce. And then we have our voice analysis software. You can get a treatment for $85. You can just go to voiceanalysisharmony.com, or we sell the software so you can do treatments, and you can do treatments online where you do an assessment based on the person's voice, and the computer tells you precisely what notes they need to listen to and tone to, and we provide you all of the CDs download so you can send it out to people. We just had the training today. The next one is starting, I think it's April 2nd is the next training. So you can find all that at voiceanalysisharmony.com. Okay. Our website, you can find everything on our website at soundhealingcenter.com. The background disappeared. There it is. And you can go to the school and see all of our classes. You can go to the store. We have about 300 products, including technologies and sound lounges and sound tables. We also have a full range of sound healing CDs and downloads, and also CDs that you can play on the body where you don't have to listen to them. You actually use them, especially good for pain. And we've got full perspective, a full range of crystal bowls as well. So you can find that. Actually, you can go straight to the store at soundoflove.com. And then we have the Sound Therapy Center, which has different treatments. We do voice analysis. We can also find your home note and get you brainwave CDs tuned to you. Really good for sleep, for creativity, for presence and learning and sports and overcoming ADD. We're also really good for anxiety and depression and brain injuries and PTSD. We also have our research foundation, which we do have a new site now. On the site, we've got over 400 clinical research papers, and you can actually search the database based on different issues. And then we also have the research that we're working on, student research papers. There's over, we're going to have about 600 of these in the next couple of weeks, right? And they're on categorized per issue. Really, some really good ones there. And then a ton of articles and videos on sound healing, also categorized, so you can find very quickly different areas that we've posted. And there's no better database for sound and information on sound and music therapy as well. We also have the practitioner database, where you can actually search for practitioners and find who's doing what around the world, and book sessions. You can get their contact info and see by what instruments they use, also what type of issues they focus on, right? So you can, I've got a lot in there now, good amount, and you can search by country, by state, by instrument, by issue, and book a session. And you can post your own stuff for free as well, so you can enter as a practitioner if you'd like. And then we have the Medical Sound Association, where we have a full range of treatment plans for all different types of issues. And it's, you can find it on the soundhealingcenter.com, but it's medicalsoundassociation.com. And then we've got all these different treatment plans that we've developed for grief, anxiety, depression, PTSD, dementia, addiction, pain, autism, cancer, and more to come. Right. We also have the Sound Education Association, where you can find at soundeducationcenter.com, where we have 500 exercises for kids at all ages of sound and geometry and such. But the new thing that's happening that we just launched is the Vibe Academy. And you go to vibeacademy.live, not .com, but .live, vibeacademy.live. And here we are actually starting on February 21st, classes for kids 3 to 6 years old. And it's going to be every Monday, and I'll show you the schedule here, every Monday and Wednesday and Saturday at 10 a.m. Pacific. If you can't make it, you could also watch the videos. We'll have video playback. And we've got about half a dozen or a dozen instructors, actually. And it's the exercises that we created. We got a $100,000 grant, and we created all these exercises for two Montessori schools. And now we're presenting them for free so that you can, if you have kids, you can get them going, right, into vibrating, into, grounded. And it's just good for all different types of things. It's all based on the books on brain development and for kids at different age groups. So that's free. The only thing we require is that you allow us to videotape so we can use it as training videos, and so to do fill out research papers so we can get a little data on how effective it is before and after each class, right? So just, you can go to vibeacademy.com and fill out the contact form, and I'll send you all the info to get your kids in. If you're a parent and you want to get in, you can. You just won't have your webcam on, and you won't be able to make any comments, but you can watch, right? So there you go, starting February 21st. The whole goal here is to change the curriculum around the world and get this incorporated around the world, because it's really about health and a learning environment where it's a blast for the kids, right? I've already done tons of classes at this couple of Montessori schools, and it's implemented there as well. Okay. So that's what's going on here. So let me share with you how to be at peace. Oh, by the way, our contact is david@soundhealingcenter.com. You can go to just soundhealingcenter.com and you'll find all the information. Or just call me, 415-777-2486. 415-777-2486. So, think of all the challenges you have. They generally fall into three categories: health, wealth, and relationships. That about covers it all, right? There's also world changes. There could be earthquakes or tsunamis or tornadoes, economic collapse, politics, the virus, right? We should add in discussions about the virus and the vaccine. That should be in here because that's like one of the biggest challenges and conflicts going on right now, right? Or it could be pole shifts, right? There's also really loud and noisy sounds, right? Annoying sounds, right? So think about all the challenges and conflicts that you have going on in your life. Could take a while to think of them all. Well, if you were to make the sound, if you choose one of the conflicts, your worst one, right? And let's make the sound of it, okay? I'll make the sound of my worst one. Ah! Right? Well, that sound is not good for you. In fact, over time, it could kill you. It's not good for your heart. It's not good for your nervous system. It's not good for anything in your body. Because it's a chaotic, unstable vibration. What's good for the body is a stable, consistent vibration. And those are the vowels, or any sound healing instrument like crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, just about all the instruments, or a consistent, stable rhythm, if you got a percussion instrument, right? Consistent and stable is the definition of peace. That's what we think of as peaceful. So it's a matter of overcoming this chaotic vibration of these challenges and conflicts with a stable, consistent vibration. So we've got 11 techniques here to create a stable and consistent vibration in your own body, in your own emotions, your own brain, mentally, and also even spiritually, right? So let's go through them. I'm just going to give you an overview here. Okay. The first one is allowing and letting it be. You know, the number one thing that causes a problem is judgment. When you judge something as bad, you are in trouble, right? Until you get away from it, right? It's because it, you know, it's like it's you like you've kind of like named that thing as something bad when it's not necessarily bad. Things that are bad are just judged bad, right? Actually, you're in trouble if you name something good, because now you get attached to it. If you lose it, you're often bummed out, Right. So I thought, okay, what is it if it's not good or bad? Well, it's a frequency or a pitch, or it's a combination of frequencies, commonly called a timbre, or it's the relationship between two frequencies, a musical interval, or it's a musical flow, right? Could be flowing or not, right? Depending on the rhythm and the melody, could be flowing or not flowing. But that's what it is. It's a vibration, frequency, timbre, musical interval, or flow. It's just what it is. It's like you look at the river. You don't go, oh, that river sucks because there's a rock in the middle, right? Well, it may not be flowing as much, or it's interesting. Oh, that river sucks because it's got a dam. Well, it could be a bummer because it could be bad for the ecosystem. But, you know, if it's a beaver, it's now we got a pool. And the pool can be actually nice, right? So there's no judgment. It just is what it is, right? That's allowing, letting it be. And that's really the key. Also, resistance is the number one problem it's the number one thing that causes suffering. Resistance is what causes suffering more than anything. So if you can just let it be, allow your conflict or challenge to be, right? Second is being present in your body. Even if that challenge is a pain or something systemic through your whole body, well, there's 70 trillion cells, so there's still probably like 60 trillion humming along fine, although it's hard to focus on the good parts of the body when there's one part screaming. Right? But it is consistent and stable. The rest of the body is stable and consistent. But often, you know, what I do when I'm in the midst of a challenge is I ground. I feel gravity in my body, especially at the base of my spine. One of the best, though, is to breathe deep. Breathing is the lowest frequency we have control of, and it's really powerful. It's like in and out, right? That's commonly really helpful when in a situation, as we all know. Also, just being present in the moment, being that point of awareness that's watching, that's the witness, that is perfectly still. It's like the camera is perfectly still. It has no emotion, and it's just watching the issue. So these are really good. Grounding in your own breath, and in your body, and in that point of awareness that you are, which is perfectly still. The next one is toning. And this one's really cool. You know, I learned when I was in pain that if I screamed, once broke a rib, if I screamed that there was no pain. Right? And then I talked to a doctor, and the doctor said, you know why that is because when you fill up the nerve endings with sound, there's no more room for the pain information. The nerve endings can only handle one type of information at a time. Right? So I learned you don't have to scream. You can actually do any vowel. And you can do, you know, toning doing any vowel elongated. Right? So this is really effective because a stable, consistent vibration is where you just sing any vowel for a while, right? So I want to do a little test here, okay? So if you're just multitasking and not really paying close attention, this could be really annoying because you're going to need to actually focus here. Otherwise, I'm going to play some sounds that are really annoying while we're toning, okay? So you might have to mute this if you're not in a place where you can actually do sound, right? So what we're going to do is any vowel, right? And then I'm going to play an annoying sound, and you'll see that it makes it so you're not affected at all, right? So let's do You can do any vowel. Choose a vowel and just do it out loud like this. Right? Okay, keep it going. And now I'm going to play these sounds that represent your challenges and conflicts. Okay? Do it at really loudly. Tone your vowel really loudly. Here comes the icky sound. If you're able to do that, it's really effective. It's really rare that it doesn't work. It's so effective because you're creating this stable, consistent vibration in your whole body that overcomes the chaos of the challenge or conflict around you, or if it's in your thoughts or your anxiety through your system in you, right? So you're creating a stable vibration that overcomes the chaos. Really effective. Now, toning can be very cool, but sometimes you can't do vowels out loud, right? And if you're in an argument with someone, I found that toning in their face doesn't really help things. In fact, it makes it way worse, right? So I don't recommend that. But you can do toning silently. Now, it's not as effective as getting physical vibration in your body, but it's still really effective if you're able to do 100% focus, right? We do it in the class, and most people can do it, right? But you really have to stay focused on those vowels. It's like a silent vowel in your head. Try it. We're not going to play the sounds, but do a silent vowel in your head, like ooh, in your head. I always say, do a really loud vowel in your head silently. That's really cool. Especially cool if you're in pain. If you got chronic pain, or you, like when I was in the hospital, I couldn't tone more than, a couple of minutes, right? Whereas toning silently takes zero energy. You can totally do any vowel forever with zero energy in your head, right? So it's very cool. Very cool if you can get good at that. Now, you can also do a mantra or a chant. If you've got any mantra or chants you like, even Om Mani Padme Hum, it's cool. But if you do something like any, you could even have a song in your head. But here's a mantra from Tom Kenyon and the Hathors, and it's the earth, fire, water, and air mantra. And it's El Ka Lim Om. El Ka Lim Om. El is earth, Ka is fire, Lim is water, Om is air. So it's really even more effective when you tune into those elements as you're doing it. El Ka Lim Om. El Ka Lim Om. You can say them any way you want. But when you do that and you listen to, or in the midst of a challenge, say you got something that's really stressing you out, you do this and it will completely overcome that chaotic vibration. Because now you got multiple things. You got a rhythm, you got syllables, you got energies of earth, air, fire, and water. Oh my God, it's going to be really cool, right? Again, you could just have a little silly song. You could do Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, and it'll probably help, right? Not it'll probably help, it will help, right? So this is very cool as well. Now another thing that we go over in the class is to tone your soul note. Tone your soul. Now we do a whole assessment to help find your soul note, but even if you don't know your soul note, you can still go to the energy of your soul. I believe your soul is a stable, consistent vibration that never wobbles. Perfectly still, no matter what's going on in your life. because it is not your emotions, it's not your mental body, it's your soul. It's like really stable. So when you tune into that energy, you are not affected by anything, right? So imagine a sound that, or energy, imagine your soul energy, and go to that energy and find a note in your head, you can try it out loud, that feels really peaceful. A low note often works better, but whatever you find and go ahead and make it out loud. And let's do another little test here. Okay, I hope I didn't freak you out the first time. Okay, so now tone your soul note. Again, you can't get it wrong, just any note that feels really comfortable. And bring in the energy of your soul. Feel this energy of your soul where it never wobbles. Okay, now tone it. Here's mine. It's so cool. That doesn't affect me at all. Those chaotic vibrations. Right. So all of these techniques right here are about creating your own little sanctuary of stable, consistent peace. It can be really effective, right? Because it overcomes any of that chaos around you or inside you, right? The next techniques I want to share, though, are about taking this stable vibration and bringing it to the actual chaos or conflict. Not with the expectation of changing it, but it often does, right? So we're not, the next exercise are not just building a cave to shut out the world, right? It's more about meeting the world with this stable vibration. Right? The first one I want to share is singing along. Right? This one is really cool, especially for those annoying sounds, right? Annoying sounds can really just make people crazy, especially if they're there for a long time. Right? So the trick is to sing along with it. So say you got a jackhammer. It's like ba 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 bam 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 ba 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 ba. Start singing along with it. Play with it. Make it your friend, right? It's like I've gotten where I love my seatbelt alarm. So I commonly leave my seatbelt alarm so I can off. I leave my seatbelt off so I can actually sing along with it. Beep 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 beady beady beep. Beep, 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 right? Right? Or say you got a chainsaw or a skill saw. It's like, right? Sing along with it, right? I had this one guy in class, he says that he changed, he was really annoyed by the neighbor's dog barking. And finally, he just heard them, he just imagined that they were saying, hey, 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 hey. And that made it much better. Also, if you have a siren, you know, you can actually, with the siren, you could actually just do a wolf howl. Woo, 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 right? Or if there's a siren, you can also do a prayer for the person that's hurt, right? That can be really, really even better, right? So let's do this, okay? Oh boy, we're gonna have some fun now. I haven't already made you crazy. If those sounds, if those annoying sounds are too loud, you can turn them down a little bit. Right? So I'm gonna play these sounds and we're gonna sing along with it. Okay, I'm just gonna get silly. Get silly, get silly, right? Okay, check this out. Here we go. Here's the annoying sounds. when you're laughing, instead of going, ah, I got to get away, it's way better for your body laughing. Way better, right? Very cool. The trick is make it your friend. Make it your friend. Again, the suffering is the resistance. And so that's sing along with it. The next one is to welcome it. Welcome it. Well, we're not saying bring it on. No way. No way. We are not saying bring it on. We're saying if you're already here, welcome. Right? So there's no resistance. It gets rid of all the stress of any challenge or conflict. Right? The sound of welcoming is kind of like, say somebody comes to your door and you welcome them in. Right? So when you have a challenge, instead of going, this sucks, go, welcome. What can I learn from this one? Right? Could be very cool. It gets rid of the stress for me big time. Right? You can also do gratitude. Although I found that to do gratitude for a challenge or conflict is very difficult for, sometimes very difficult, especially if it's going on at the moment. I find it hard to be grateful for something that's really a challenge or a conflict at the moment. Afterwards, I can do it. But there's a study from MIT University where they looked at post-traumatic growth, all the different things that people get out of trauma, increased appreciation of life, warmer relations with others, recognition of new possibilities for one's life, greater sense of personal strength and spiritual development, increased compassion for others, especially others that are going through the same challenge that you just went through, right? Increased capacity for forgiveness, humility, increased desire to understand things, a deeper understanding of the ambiguous nature of things, becoming more aware of the limitations of our knowledge. In most cases, when survivors lose home and possessions, they acquire a profound life-changing realization of what truly matters. Most express a deep, prolific gratitude for their survival and make a concerted effort to make better use of their remaining lives. Survivors help one another, express previously unexpressed love for friends and family and strangers. Loss brings new appreciation, new understanding. I think the main key of being grateful for a challenge or conflict is knowing that is being able to learn compassion. The Dalai Lama says that when someone hurts you, that they are actually hurting themselves. And they're giving you an opportunity to learn compassion. You don't learn compassion by studying it. You learn compassion by practicing it, right? So they are sacrificing their self for you by hurting themselves so you can actually practice compassion. So when someone's hurting you, if you can actually bring compassion to it. So basically, there are no negatives. No one's hurting you. It's all a process of enlightenment and transformation. What can you learn from it, right? This is the ultimate. When you get to the point where it's all perfect, that's the deal. Because now there's no more resistance to challenges are going to come. Conflicts are going to come. It's your reaction. It's your resistance to them that makes it stressful and even painful in your own body, right? And emotions, right? So there's all types. If you can't find gratitude for a situation, again, I find it really hard when I'm right in the middle of the fire, right? Something's going on. But if you can't find gratitude, you can default to all the things that you're grateful for, right? Which is never being hungry, love, light, your body, your heart, frequencies, nature. I mean, I've got this whole video called Sound of Gratitude. If you do a search for it, Sound of Gratitude, and look for the little kitties, you know, I've got 30 things to be grateful for. And it's really beautiful. And then we've got 30 people toning along with the energy of gratitude. So you can always default to all the things you're grateful for if you can't be grateful for the challenge and conflict itself. Right? Very beautiful. Okay. The next thing is compassion. Compassion is, most people know, is really cool. But most people, I don't think, a lot of people don't know how to do it. Right? So I did a whole play called Compassion, or a demo for a play that looks like it's going to be taken on in 35 venues around the world. A Cirque du Soleil style play. And I studied about compassion. You know, first of all, compassion for people that are suffering is built in. I mean, commonly, you know, if it weren't for movies and TVs, we would normally have compassion for people that are suffering, right? And we still do, right? I mean, if you see somebody suffering, it's hard to not have compassion, even if you're scared to go help, right, these days. But the main way I do compassion is I think, what might have caused them to do what they've done, right? Well, it's like tens of thousands of years of people being entrained into selfishness, greed, you know, non-caring. I mean, it's most selfishness, right? We're entrained into it on our planet, right? It's like, what's in it for me, right? Also, often people are just starving or haven't got enough sleep or stressed out, right? Or just not feeling good. I mean, there's all types of things. So when you look at what might have caused it, it's nobody's fault. Maybe there's a dark being up there pulling some strings, but for humans, it's nobody's fault, right? You can also see them as a baby. You know, see Hitler or Trump as a beautiful little baby, right? Then there's the spirit is in everybody from the beginning, right? Also, if you do anger or upset when somebody's hurting, you're just hurting yourself. Now you're running that chaotic vibration through your own system, and it's bad for you. You might do it for a short time, but you do it for more than 5 minutes, you're hurting yourself. Why hurt yourself when someone's already hurting you, so to speak, right? Compassion is really built in, right? It's like, it's just natural, right? Now, there was a thing I saw on NPR of this two guys, one from Israel and Palestine, and they both had their entire families killed. All their kids and their wife. And they went to these schools through Israel and Palestine and said, if anybody has reason for revenge and anger, it is us. Our families are gone. And they said, the only answer is forgiveness and compassion, or there'll be way more people suffering like us. I just saw a YouTube video on, it was one of those videos on random acts of kindness. There's all types of them on YouTube. They're really beautiful. And this one guy was in court and he had murdered a family member. And this guy who was like a family member that was left got up on the stand and said, I completely forgive you based on my spiritual tradition. And he went over and held the guy that had murdered somebody in his family. And the guy who did the murdering, he was just bawling because the guy was completely forgiving him. It's like, oh my God, that is just over the top. Unbelievable, right? Your family, somebody in your family's killed and you're still running sincere compassion? Oh my God, Jesus never had it that bad, right? The Dalai Lama had it that bad, though. I mean, he runs Compassion for the Chinese government, right? Even though he can't go there. There's also Kuan Yin, the energy of compassion, holding that love for all who are suffering on the planet till there's no more suffering. And she's not depressed. She's just running compassion. It's a deep energy, right? Let's do this. Let's do the sound of compassion, right? For these sounds, for these challenges and conflicts you have, right? Let's do the sound of compassion for this sound, which represents your challenge. Do the sound if you like. No longer bothers it. This challenge, your challenge no longer bothers you when you're running this stable, consistent vibration in you that is peaceful, especially compassion. The next one is love. Love's an easy one. It's easy to run love. Let's do this. Bring love into your heart now. And send this love to everybody on the planet with a sound like this. Join in. Now, send this love to your challenges and conflicts, right? And I'm going to play the sound. Send your love to this sound that represents your challenge and conflict. The deal. Right. The next one is oneness. If you can go to a place of oneness where you are one with all energies in the universe, including one with all people, there are no challenges or conflict. It's all perfect, right? It's all about growth and what you can learn. It's all meant to help us grow. Every challenge on this planet, this is why we come here. Every challenge is meant to help us grow. They say if you don't have challenge, then you don't grow and go to a higher level of consciousness. It's like you need these challenges to actually move forward. Right? It's all perfect. Also, when you're one with the universe, it's all part of the matrix. It's not, and it's actually a small part, actually. It's not even a big deal, right? Because it's all part of Source. It's all perfect. That's the deal when you get to the place where there are no challenges or conflicts. It's just little things to deal with, right? Even if they're big, little things to deal with, right? And just run these energies. So, check it out. Which one of these are the most effective for you? Which one do you like the most of all these techniques? Which ones are most appropriate for your challenges and conflict? Right? You can use multiple. This is very cool. And you are able to, whenever anything comes up, and again, we are not bringing in on these challenges and conflict, but whenever anything comes up, you can totally be at peace. Not only at peace, you could be blissed out in compassion and gratitude and love, right? Or one with the universe, for that matter, if you know how to go there, right? So you're ready. You're ready to actually run these energies and be at peace, right? It's interesting. I've actually, let's see how we're doing on time. 58. Okay, yeah, 2 more minutes. So I've actually tried this in a relationship. I'm like, honey, tell me the worst thing you could do, say, to trigger me. And so I ran compassion, then I shifted over to love, but she was really good at trying to trigger me. I had no idea how good she was going to be. And it was so cool because I was able to hold this love energy and light and love and compassion. And there's nothing she could have done for the next 3 months that could have triggered me. And then I said, your turn. She had had the class also. And she was doing good. She had no idea I would be so good at trying to trigger her. It's like all those things you wanted to say before that you were afraid to say. Right? And she's doing really good. And about 5 minutes into it, she started bawling. I'm like, what happened? And she goes, I saw a past life where you killed me and I was laying on the slab. I'm like, whoa, wasn't expecting that. Right? It was really good. We processed that for the rest of the day. It was really beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. It's a big challenge and conflict when someone kills you from a past life. Right? We're also working on this for PTSD. Right? So that we got someone with PTSD, got to be really careful. We go through the different techniques with the icky sounds, not so loud to trigger it, right? And see which one of these techniques that works the best for the person. And then we say, okay, what really triggers you? Bombs, sound of bombs, gunshots. One guy said, baby's crying. And then after they get it down, they have to get it down first. We start playing these sounds that trigger them really softly first until they're completely able to run one of these techniques to overcome it. This is huge, really huge, right? The main thing here is to think of all of anything that people could say to you. What's the worst thing someone could say to you that would trigger you? Generally, it often has to be someone close to really trigger you, because that's what we really get triggered is by people we know or love. But what's the worst thing someone could say? You're stupid, right? You're an idiot, or I mean, what would really trigger you, right? And then think about these techniques. Imagine someone saying those things and imagine these. What I mean, or just do it, right? Do one of these techniques and then be still, no matter what anybody could say to you. This is really cool. Okay. Okay. So now I want to play a song, Enlightenment, and just think about all these different techniques and what would be good for each of your challenges, right? This is the song that is basically the same as oneness. It's enlightenment. Okay. No more icky sounds. Okay, enjoy. you are ready to be at peace no matter what. Hold that energy for the rest of the weekend, the rest of the week ahead, months ahead, lifetimes ahead, to be at peace no matter what. Thank you. Take care.